the mechuvit of it is we're talking about Titus going into the file of Nim. The truth was Nebuchadnezzar also the Soyves HaMikdash, and to the Soyves HaMikdash you have to go to the file of Nim. I mean, you have to raise it completely. So it's hard to understand why we're singling out Titus rather than Nebuchadnezzar. Manashal, it's Soyves HaMikdash, it's Soyves HaKodesh. It's not as if Nebuchadnezzar left over the Heichal or the Kodesh Kodesh. Maral says the difference, and it's a very significant difference. What did Nebuchadnezzar want from Klal Yisrael? All Nebuchadnezzar wanted was that they be subject to him. And when they made a merida, he realized that as long as they have their own Beis HaMikdash, it's not going to go. And he raised the Beis HaMikdash. So he had no problem and no issue with the Pnimius of Klal Yisrael. I mean, he just wanted things. He wanted the land, he wanted the money, the subjugation, etc. So when you do it that way, you start with the outside wall and you get to the inside wall later. Lamaisa, when you got to the inside wall, it was no longer Kodesh HaKadoshim, it was no longer Pnim. Just like if you kill a person, Chas V'Shalom, from the outside, so the inside also goes, but it goes in the wake of the body. Titus had a bedafka. There was an akuda of bedafka to him that he charged first into the Pnei Pnim. He wasn't interested in taking on a Kadosh Baruch Hu head to head, so to speak, was what he was trying to do. It was Titus against a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that's why he charged in the Pnei Pnim. Just like if I'm interested in somebody else, I'm not interested in killing him, I'm interested in converting him. I'm interested in being mashpia. So I start fakef, I start by talking to the person. Klal Yisrael made a very clear distinction between the different, we've had so many oivim and sonim, but the Rebbe Chanan, when he wrote in the eve of the war, when he's speaking about the difference between the Jewish attitude towards the Nazis and the Russians, and the communists, today we know that the communists were not less cruel, they're just less efficient, but there wasn't less cruelty. But when you're talking about the Sakonis to Klal Yisrael, the Stalin was out to uproot Nishmas Yisrael. That's what he wanted to do. Forget the Gufis was happy as long as he was convinced there's no Nishmas Yisrael left. The Sonim that came over the Doris and used force as a chetimtza to pressure us into conversion, those were the enemies that followed in the wake of Titus, and Christianity and so on, where that's what they were trying to do. They were trying to be Oiken and Shama. There are enemies, the enemies who face Nazi Israel are fighting over land. It's bitter and it's deadly. But it's a whole different battle than someone that comes in and is looking dafka for the Nekudas Neshama of Klal Yisrael. That's what he's pointing out here. Titus is going, we don't have a record of what Nebuchadnezzar did b'fnim. He raised the house. He burnt it, crushed it. He, took a bulldozer of sorts and the whole thing crushed it all and burnt it down. That's churban, and the p'nim is not different than the chutz. Nebuchadnezzar had a special battle with the p'nim, and that's what we try to remember with this kin over here. זכויה שעשה צור בפנים, שולח חרבה בונים, שולח חרבה בונים, נעים, 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 נ